All right. My name is Erin Swenlin, and I'm here to talk to you about how to identify key pivot points using what I call climax analysis. This is something we've come up with at decisionpoint.com. We're finding it to be extraordinarily helpful and useful in finding key pivot points when we get these climactic readings. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit more about it. And I think you're going to be really surprised at how accurate these climax days can be in telling you when the market is going to switch direction. First, let me tell you a little about myself. I am from decisionpoint.com. I am the vice president and senior technical analyst there. My education, how I came up in this business, was through the educational system. I wasn't a trader. I wasn't on a desk. I didn't manage any accounts. I've just been studying technical analysis since I was in high school, basically. My education, I got a BA in mathematics at University of Southern California and a master's in information resource management from the Air Force Institute of Technology. And as I said, I've been studying the market for over 22 years. In the last, I'd say 10 to 15, I got really, really involved in it. My father taught me most of what I know. Some of you probably are familiar with Carl Swenlin, my father. He started decisionpoint.com actually as a message board on AOL years and years and years ago. And then he eventually opened up decisionpoint.com. In the meantime, we ended up working with stockcharts.com very closely. And now we have a show on StockCharts TV. I'm a host of the, I'm also a senior technical analyst with StockCharts. I consult for them. And I host the Decision Point show and a show called Chartwise Women that I host with Mary Ellen McGonigal from MEM Investment Research. So I've been online quite a while, studying this for many, many years. And I found a lot of interesting things out. Mainly, I learned a lot from my father coming up, and I learned from taking tests for the CMT. So that really expanded my knowledge and really helped me to learn more about technical analysis and set up charts and really identify some very interesting indicators. So today I'm just going to talk to you about our climactic indicators, and that really falls right into the title for our training session today, which is Trading the VIX and News Events. This is going to concentrate mostly on the VIX. Most people who know me, I'm not really much for talking heads and news and what everybody says is going to happen. And this is why this happened. I think that it's very interesting, but it's just not my style of analysis. So I'm really right there on the charts pretty much all day long. So first of all, what is a market climax day? I'm going to cover that. I'm going to let you know what indicators that I use to identify these climaxes. They're actually available all over the place. But of course, we have them all packaged up very nicely on decisionpoint.com. But you're going to look at volume ratios. You're going to look at the net AD and volume for the day. You're going to identify movements, outside movements on the VIX. And then we determine whether these climaxes are upside or downside climaxes. And then we identify whether it's an initiation of a new move or is it an exhaustion of the current move. So first of all, what is a climax day? Well, a climax day basically tells us what the market bias and thrust of the trading day was. Climax day, you're going to see outside readings on net AD, the net advances declines. You're going to see high total volume typically, but mainly one of the big determinants of a climax day are volume ratios, which we used to use as confirmation tools of a climax day, but now we're finding that it actually identifies those climax days, and we use our other indicators to confirm those climax days. So typically a climax day is going to mark the end or the beginning of a new market move. So you'll usually get those reversals. Now, a climax day and market climax really is only telling you what's going to happen in the next day or two. They're very, very short-term indicators. However, as we know, a lot of times when you get these reversals in the market, they will sometimes see follow through. And so you end up with a more long-lasting market bottom or top. So upside, downside, initiations, and exhaustions. What the heck am I talking about here? So an upside climax, we'll see really high positive readings on the indicators that I'm going to talk about. So you're going to see a lot of green on the charts when you get an upside climax. A downside climax is exactly the opposite. You're going to see very high negative readings on the indicators. And exhaustion basically is the end of the current trend. So you will have a selling, you know, period of selling, and then you're going to get a climax day, and that's going to tell you that that selling has been exhausted. Or vice versa, you get an upside climax at the end of an upside move, more than likely you're going to start seeing that as an exhaustion of the move to the upside. Now, an initiation is pretty much the opposite, right? That climax is now telling you you're going to begin a new trend in the direction of either upside or downside, whichever day it is. So what are some of the indicators that I use to identify climactic activity? Well, like I said, one of the first ones and one of the ones that we have determined is probably our best determinant of a climax day is looking at the NYSE and the S&P 500 volume ratios. And I'm going to show you those charts shortly and give you some information on how those are calculated. I also look at net advances and declines. That includes net advances and declines in volume as well. And then, of course, I use the volatility index, which is one of the things we're talking about today. And it's very good at picking up climax days. And it also is very good at identifying exhaustions and initiations. And then total volume is something we look at. On a climax day, typically you're going to see very, very high volume. And a lot of times you're going to see an upside climax will have a lot of new highs, higher than normal. And on a downside climax, either you're going to see a contraction of those new highs, which is what we've been looking at now, because in a strong bear market move, typically you're not going to see new lows at all. So if we see a contraction in those new highs, or we start to get some new lows, that would also identify your downside climax. So here is the up-down volume ratios for the New York Stock Exchange. And we have a threshold on these ratios of 3. And when you see the readings on these up and down volume ratios, or the down-up volume ratio, that's going to give you an indication that you have a climax day ahead of you. So let's just look at a few of these, and then I'm going to show you the S&P volume ratios as well. And again, I think you're going to find this to be extraordinarily accurate. So what we do, you can see back here, we had 2 upside climaxes. So they're upside. But are they initiations or are they exhaustions? This came off of a decline. I don't have the prior days, but you can see just on the one day here, it came off of a decline. We got these very high volume, up-down volume ratios. And that was a mark of an initiation climax. And you can see we did see some upside. And then at the top here, we got another climax to the upside. And in this case, since the trend had been rising into it, that was an exhaustion, an upside exhaustion climax. And while we didn't see a lot of downside out of it, we did end up seeing a lot of sideways trading. And then eventually we did get that big decline. So now let's look at the next set here. So now we have a downside climax. We have very high down up volume on that ratio. And now we have to identify, right? We have a downside climax day. So now we have to determine, is this an exhaustion or is it an initiation? In this case, it was pretty easy to determine this was going to be a selling exhaustion because we were already in a pretty deep decline going into this particular climactic reading. Next day, we had huge move to the upside and we saw a climax to the upside with the up-down volume ratio. You can see we had really high reading, well above 3. In fact, it was above 6 that day. And so again, now what does this mark? Is this an initiation or an exhaustion? Well, it's actually quite easy if you come off of an exhaustion to then determine that the next one is going to be an initiation. But additionally, if we hadn't had that previous exhaustion, we did see that we had a declining trend moving into this. And sure enough, after that climax day, we did see the move continue to the upside. We did get a little bit of sideways movement, which is why I say these are usually very short term. They don't always mark a longer term bottom or top in the market, but they're extraordinarily accurate. So we had this move to the upside after the initiation, a little bit of consolidation, and then we had a big down day with climactic readings to the downside. We had a downside climax day. And so then it was time, okay, well, what is this? Is this an initiation or is this an exhaustion? Well, it was coming off of a price rise, very short one, and really the rising trend kind of hints at what that is. And that is an exhaustion of the current move. And so this, because it was to the downside, that's considered a downside initiation climax. So it's telling us we had a big day of selling, but more than likely we're going to have more selling ahead in the next day or two. Next day, it didn't do very much, but you can see we got climactic readings again to the downside after a big move down from that original selling initiation. So here we have now a decline and downside readings that are very climactic. And sure enough, the next thing we look for would be an exhaustion, right? We exhausted this downside move. So now we should expect a day or two of upside movement. Sure enough, next day, we got a really strong move to the upside. And that also was accompanied by climactic readings, in this case, to the upside. It was an upside climax day. Since it came right off of this selling exhaustion, we would consider that an initiation to higher prices. So we got the one day of the initiation, but after that, it pretty much failed. And the next climax that we saw, we had two of them. They came in at the end of this downside move. Now, I was looking at this one as this first one. I had a decline coming into it. So my thought was that, okay, this is a selling exhaustion, right? We've already had some downside movement. More than likely, the downside move has been completed. Well, that didn't quite turn out, but we did get another downside climax, even higher thrust on this down-up volume ratio. And so that was the actual exhaustion. So it didn't quite work out on this one, but it did work out on this. We had a selling exhaustion, came in to 2 days of climactic readings to the upside for an initiation, and we initiated, we still had a lot of higher prices going. Next time, here's your downside climax coming off of a rising trend. So that would have suggested that it was going to be a selling initiation. Well, it didn't come out in the first few days coming out of that, but we did eventually see that downside move. It just wasn't quite as accurate as, say, some of these others that we've seen. But ultimately, we still did end up seeing a move that was lower than where we started over here. So we had this very serious selling going on, and then it was punctuated by a climax day to the downside. So that was a selling exhaustion. Next day, we ended up with an upside climax initiation. Then we had another climax come in to the upside. So having come off of this rise, it was looking like a buying exhaustion. We ended up with some consolidation. We did end up moving higher a little bit, but ultimately we did see consolidation. It didn't turn out to be much of a buying exhaustion after all, but you know, that still was marking the fact that we had this really high trading volume that was skewed to the upside. And so that told us that there was something going on under the surface. The next one that came up, and this is now we're getting into what's happened recently, we had a downside, we had a decline. And so we were looking at this as a downside exhaustion. We did see a day of higher prices the next day, but then mostly turned out to be kind of a blow off. We just got some sideways movement. And then we ended up with this huge climax that came in on Monday. And I mean, that was huge. We had some very high readings here on that down-up volume ratio. And so we immediately thought, okay, selling exhaustion coming off of a very large decline here. And so we should now start looking for some prices to the upside. Got a little bit of that, but then we ended up with another big thrust here to the upside. And in this case, we were looking at this as an upside initiation. Yesterday, we told our subscribers we had an upside initiation climax and to look for higher prices. And well, today's trading is looking pretty good. Here's the S&P 500. I don't have these charts up and over top of each other, but you will notice that we get very similar readings. One of the things we've noticed, and one of the reasons we include the S&P 500, is that typically you get these climaxes on this chart, on the S&P 500, more so than you will get typically on the New York Stock Exchange up-down volume ratios and down-up volume ratios. The S&P tends to be a little bit more climactic, if you will. And so I've marked some of those climaxes on this particular chart. And again, I think you'll notice that these climaxes are really quite indicative of your short-term trends and where those pivot points are going to happen. Back here was a really textbook one. We had the decline, really high up, down, up volume. That was a signal of a selling exhaustion. And then the next day was followed by an extraordinarily high thrust to the upside on that up-down volume ratio. And sure enough, that was an initiation coming in off of that selling exhaustion. We called that for our subscribers. And sure enough, we saw a nice move to the upside. Next time we got a climax, it was kind of what we sometimes will call a whiff of a climax. Not much there, but certainly something of note. And so when we got this, we were coming up off of a trend to the upside. And so this really did look like, excuse me, a selling initiation. Well, like I said, the next day it didn't quite come to pass. But like I said, usually 1 to 2 days is when you're going to see these climaxes mature, if you will. And so we did end up seeing downside movement here, and it came out on another climax. So when we saw this, after this initiation, what we thought was going to be an initiation, we looked at this as an exhaustion of the selling. And honestly, I know it only was about a day, but that's really what we were looking at there. The upside climax that followed was a clear initiation climax to us, called that. We did end up seeing higher prices for a bit. Then we ended up with an exhaustion of that rise. And then, of course, we saw prices moving down. These two really came in as selling exhaustions. And remember, I talked about this particular decline and how the first one didn't quite give us that selling exhaustion we were expecting, but the next day it certainly did. And that was followed by an initiation climax to the upside, buying initiation, and that turned out to be pretty good. So these are just some of them. And here, like I said, I'm talking about what's happening just now. In this last week, we did, here you go, there's that downside exhaustion climax that we got on Monday, followed by an initiation climax to the upside yesterday. So we were looking for continuation of price moving higher. So in the very short term, you can see, even if you're just using the volume ratios, they can be very accurate and they can really give you some insight, especially if you are a day trader or a very short-term trader. This is the kind of information you need going into the next market day. So the other thing that we talked about that I mentioned was that we look at net advances and declines on the S&P. And we look for outside days is what I call them. When you see that these readings go outside of the normal range. I find that the net advances declines typically will go outside that range more frequently than the net advance decline volume will. But if you do get a climax here to the upside, maybe you're not going to see the outside day on the net advance decline volume. But if it is a reading that is higher than normal or a very high reading in general, that can confirm what you're seeing on just the net advances and declines. And again, these actually, and I'm going to show you all of a chart with everything on it so you can see how these meld beautifully together. But these also called these climax days as well. Here's your upside climax, which was an initiation, followed by a downside climax that was your exhaustion. Initiation of downside. We didn't get that, but we did get a follow-on climax to the upside, which did tell us to expect higher prices. Here's your next one. There's your downside climax. Expect some more downside. There we go. Initiations right here, right there. Got a higher day. Another upside climax that would have been read as an exhaustion. So they come very quickly, side by side a lot of times. But typically when you get these 1-2 days like this, they tend to be really accurate and you tend to get a little bit more follow on to that move. Like I said, it's when we get these climaxes, they're really a call for the next day or two. But we know that oftentimes that these are going to still signal a longer term bottom or a top. Again, let's move on to the past week. And you can see that we had this upside climax. We were looking at it as an initiation. We ended up seeing just a little bit of consolidation and then eventually a decline. So it really turned out to be more of a, it was an upside climax, but it just didn't, mature. And it was followed by a downside climax. And that was a pretty clear, given we had the decline going into it, that was a selling exhaustion. We did see another downside day the following day. But then following that on Wednesday, we did see these upside readings that were very much outside the norm. And so we looked at that as an upside initiation, like I said, and that's what we reported to our subscribers yesterday. So the other thing I talked about using was the VIX. And the VIX is extraordinarily helpful on confirming climax days. Now, it doesn't always match up, but again, I'm going to go over the chart with everything on it. The first thing I wanted to say, though, is what we do with our VIX on our charts is we always invert our VIX, if you will, because when I look at a chart, I like to see oversold readings on the bottom and overbought readings on the top. It's just, it makes sense in my mind. It's how I look at all of my charts with oversold on the bottom, overbought on the top. So rather than having to switch my psychology when I look at a VIX chart, I prefer to invert the scale. And additionally, I use a log scale just because it tends to give you a better picture of the movement on the chart. You can see everything pretty much there because a lot of times, as we know, it is the volatility index and you're going to get a lot of big volatile moves, if you will. So what we look for on the VIX is we put this Bollinger band on it, and we're looking for days where the VIX penetrates these bands. When we get a penetration to the downside, typically that is going to be right before a market bottom for the next day or two. Again, VIX trading, net advanced declines, volume ratio, it's very short term. It's for the next day or two. And you can see, sure enough, we got that penetration, the close beneath that lower Bollinger band, and that led us right into a move to the upside. Here's the next time that we saw penetration and close beneath that Bollinger band. We'd already had a pretty scary day here with that big gap down. And I was already looking at this as a possible positive for the short term. But then the next day, we ended up getting a very, very high VIX reading. And that really was the signal. And I'm almost sure, and when we put those charts together, that also was confirmed by those volume ratios, by the net advances declines, all of that was all in there. And so certainly that did mark a decline there. Follow on here, we didn't get the close beneath that Bollinger band, but any kind of puncture is going to give you the signal that we should start looking for some upside movement of what's going on. And sure enough, that's where we ended up getting the move back to the upside. Had a decline, we've seen these almost in cycle. What we're noticing right now is, I think, 26-day, 20-day cycle of highs and lows in particular for the S&P. Just a little bit of a side note, because we've been following that of late. Not sure if there's anything to it. It just seems to be the case right now. So the next time we ended up with a lower reading, a high reading on the VIX, which means it pushed it below the lower Bollinger band on the inverted scale. And again, we got a close beneath it. So that was marking a possible downside exhaustion of the selling. And sure enough, that's what we ended up seeing. So, the VIX is something we all look at. You've probably seen now, I don't know how many presentations on the VIX and how everybody uses the VIX. I don't know if you've seen it in this inverted log scale version of it, but it is. It's a really, these Bollinger bands and these punctures tend to be very, very accurate. You've got another puncture over here and another here. And I mean, they line up almost exactly right before these switches in, in where the direction of the market is going. And honestly, on this one, you could see we had that puncture the day before, which was already alerting us that this downside move might already be getting ready to end, or that we would at least see a pivot to the upside for a few days. And turned out to be a little bit more of a longer term bottom, which was great. Next time we ended up with a puncture of the lower bands was this week on Monday. We saw that really high VIX reading, and that came on that very difficult decline on Monday. I think everybody was shaking their heads, looking at their portfolios, going, oh my goodness. But I was seeing this puncture, the VIX being completely beneath its Bollinger band that day. And it was accompanied by the climaxes that I talked to you about on those previous charts. So while it was difficult, while I still don't think the market is ready to have a longer term price rise right now, I think the market is still very weak. I was feeling a little bit better. I still tightened up my stops. But then we ended up, this was followed through by, yes, we had another down day. It was a slight down day on Tuesday, but we still had that puncture and the VIX being below that lower band. And so that did also give us that hint that, okay, well, it didn't materialize after this huge climax day, but the next day it looked like we were heading back up with the VIX. And so that was also key pivot point here for the market. Right now, when I copied this chart, this is a chart from today. One of the other things I watch with the VIX that I think is very important is this EMA for the VIX. And what you'll find is that when the VIX is oscillating, it may not puncture a band, but if it is oscillating below its EMA on this inverted scale, typically that's when you're going to see market weakness. You're going to see sideways movement. You'll see maybe we'll be in the midst of a decline. But the minute you get it back above that EMA, that is also a great signal that whatever move has started is more than likely going to continue. And you can see right here where the VIX was oscillating above that EMA, and that all looked very good. We did have these punctures of that upper band, and a lot of times those punctures will end up leading into a market decline, but we never got a close that was outside that band. But you can still see that when we got up here on the height, at least up here, we didn't puncture, but it also did end up marking a very short-term decline there. And you can see this one where the VIX was traveling very nicely and orderly to the upside, didn't actually puncture that upper band to give us a signal of a downside move. However, we did see the VIX moving lower, and that ended up marking a market top in the short term. So the VIX, I think, is very, very good to look for your upside and downside climax days, but it also gives you that insight on those pivot points, those reversal moments for the market in the very, very short term. And again, you can look at where I have marked these, and you'll see that we have, nearly every time it's come in at a short-term bottom. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's just extraordinarily accurate. And when you combine it by looking at those volume ratios, by looking at the net advances declines, you're going to really see the pattern. And it's going to be, what can I say? I think that this is just such an amazing tool that we have come up with that really helps those short-term traders. So here is the total volume chart. I wanted to point this one out. This is a current chart of the SPY, which is what we track and follow for various reasons. And, you know, we've been watching this decline. We had that horrible gap down below the 50-day EMA. I think the market is still looking very weak. It does look like at the time I did this chart at 3:30 Eastern that we were going above that 20-day EMA. I haven't looked at the chart since I started this, but nice move, but we're still not recapturing that rising trend, which is kind of what bothers me right now about the market, which is why I'm still looking for some downside in the intermediate term. But I have to say, looking at the chart, you know, the RSI is getting positive again, my price momentum oscillator, it's very similar to the MACD PPO momentum indicators. And we can see that it is starting to turn up a little bit here. So, you know, in the short term, we still have some pretty good signs that we might see some continuation of this upside move. But again, in the intermediate term, I'm not totally sold. I'll talk about that a little bit more at the end. So what you'll see is the total volume. You know, we look at the SPY volume, but we look at the total volume for the S&P. We don't determine whether it's upside, downside volume. We're looking at total volume. We want to see it highly elevated on a climax day. Like to see that, doesn't always happen. And then the other thing you'll notice are these really high volume, total volume days that we've marked with asterisks. That's when we have options expiration. Typically, you're going to see really high volume on options expiration, and you have to take it with a grain of salt as far as the climax days go, because it may or may not be marking a climax. It could just be a function of the fact that we have a lot of volume going on as options expire, and we have buybacks, et cetera. So yesterday, the last upside initiation climax, like I said, came in yesterday. You can see that total volume was elevated. It wasn't particularly, you know, outside what we normally see, but we use a 250-day moving average on our total volume. So it gives us a one-year look. You know, how is it compared to the annual, not necessarily the shorter term. So we still had volume that was underneath, you know, the annual average, but it was still elevated. So we considered that part of our confirmation of yesterday's upside initiation climax. All right, putting it all together here. So we have our net AD volume, net AD. Here's the VIX on its reverse log scale. Here are those up, down, down, up volume ratios for the New York Stock Exchange and for the S&P. And here we've marked those climaxes from volume ratios. And then we can compare it to what happened on net AD. So for example, we can look at our most recent one that was yesterday. Outside reading on both the S&P and the NYSE volume ratios. We did see expanded total volume. I would have liked to have seen more. But we did see an outside reading on net advances declines, and we did see an elevated reading on the net advance decline volume. We also started to see, you know, the VIX was now back within its Bollinger band and rising, and typically that's what you're going to see also when you're getting a move to the upside on the price for the SPY, the S&P, whatever it is you're looking at. So the VIX was confirming this by lower readings. And so it was back inside those Bollinger bands. And I think that was also a confirmation that yesterday we had that upside initiation climax. On Monday, this is a great example as well. Really outside the norm net advance decline, net advance decline volume. Notice the VIX was well below its Bollinger band. Look at total volume, it was very high, much higher than its annual average. And then look at these volume ratios. The down-up volume ratios were just killer to the downside. And so when you put all of that together on this vertical, it to us was a clear downside exhaustion move. I mean, it couldn't have been any more clear. a bottom, you know, if you get that puncture of that bottom band, usually you're going to start to see the market move up from there. But then we had confirmation from all of these other indicators. Additionally, if you look at yesterday, we had those similar readings, like I said, to the upside, didn't really get that total volume that we wanted to see, but still following this selling exhaustion made a lot of sense that we were looking at an initiation. Additionally, you know, we did close on Tuesday lower, but barely, and we did set quite a higher low than the previous day. So again, that was also telling you that, okay, that selling exhaustion looks like it's coming to pass. And then it was confirmed by yesterday's upside initiation climax. So if you look at a few more back here, you know, we do get a lot of these days that are outside and they don't always come to pass in the direction that we would expect it to. But typically, so in here, we'll just go right on through. We got outside readings here on net advances declines. We had higher total volume, but we did not have those readings on the volume ratios. So while this had the look of an initiation, we didn't want to call it a full initiation that day for selling just because of the fact, you know, we didn't really get this confirmation here on those volume ratios. But we still pointed it out to our subscribers that, hey, this is what we're seeing, could be a downside initiation. So be on the lookout, but it's not a, you know, confirmed downside initiation. But that was followed 2 days later by very high total volume. Again, this was options expiration, so we really couldn't take total volume into account for whether it was a climax day or not. But we did have these down up volume ratios that were clearly marking a climax to the downside. We had a puncture of the lower Bollinger band on the VIX. We had extremely high negative readings on the advances declines, the net advance decline volume and the net advance declines. And so clearly a climax day. The question was, okay, is this an initiation or an exhaustion? Well, given that it came in off of a possible selling initiation, looked to us pretty clearly to be an exhaustion, a selling exhaustion. And so we notified subscribers of that. And sure enough, we did get that nice update to follow it with confirmation of an upside climax. And again, look at these ratios. Total volume, but the VIX had moved way up here, still below its EMA, but certainly a big improvement from the day before. And again, these net advance decline readings were outside the norm. And sure enough, that initiation to buying initiation turned out to be a pretty good one. The next one I have marked here was what looked to be an upside exhaustion climax. It was, you know, we had those volume ratios that were kind of outside the mark. Total volume had expanded. But the main thing was that we saw this puncture of that upper band, and we did have some elevated net AB readings to the upside. So honestly, when we looked at that, it came off of an initiation, a buying initiation. So we honestly looked at this as a possible upside exhaustion, buying exhaustion. Didn't turn out. We did end up seeing the price rising, not a lot of thrust to that rise, but still it continued to rise. So this might have been just a continuation of that upside initiation. But again, they don't all turn out. And again, you didn't have, you know, those really big outside readings. So it was kind of not a really strong climax day, if you will. Then we got this one here in July, early July, downside climax. You can see readings, the total volume was up higher. The VIX was now trending lower after a possible puncture, close to puncture of that upper band. And we had elevated readings on net AD, but we didn't have outside days on net AD. And like I said, the VIX was still, it was on its way down, but we weren't really seeing any punctures. But the idea was when we saw this one coming off of this big move to the upside, it still had the earmarks of a selling initiation that we would see lower prices. We didn't see it the first day, but the second day we obviously did. And that came also on a climax that last day. And coming after the initiation, that had to be a selling exhaustion. Sure enough, was. And then we got an upside climax to almost confirm what we were seeing with an upside initiation climax. Only got about a day out of it before we ended up with another downside climax. It's actually quite unusual to see this many climaxes clustered together like this. It just seems to be what's going on right now. I really couldn't say why, but we are starting to see a lot of them lately. And honestly, that's a good thing because it does give us some really great insight on market direction. All right, so I was right in here. So here is your first down day after this move up. Looked very much outside readings, not total volume here. And the down, the up-down ratio still looked pretty good here. Hang on, let's go back. There we are. Okay, so going through these, I know it's a little tedious, but it's important to note what was going on each day. And we do have hindsight, which is 2020, but we can also see that these climax days really did mark some important tops and bottoms in the market in the very short term. And like I said, just like with the VIX, it could end up on a more extended move to either the up or the downside. In this case, you can see this one was pretty ugly. So you can get an extension of it, but usually when you get these climax days, you know, you don't want to count on it for the longer haul. Yesterday's upside initiation looked awesome. It looks like we're getting that day, like I said, for an upside move. The question's going to be at the end of the day, okay, this is a high move. This is, you know, we're moving up by quite a bit, more than 1.25%. So I'm wondering if we're going to end up with climax day today to the upside. And honestly, if we do get an upside climax here, I would honestly start looking at that as a possible exhaustion. I know it's only been a day or two of a rally, but I would be considering it as a possible exhaustion. But I'm not going to call it. We don't have the indicators to let me know if that's true, but it'll be interesting to see if we get some follow on. I was expecting to see a climax after Monday's big gap down. I was really expecting to see price make that move up the next day. If you recall, on Tuesday, we had that big move to the upside, but the bears definitely won the day with a declining trend going on the whole time. Every time the bulls got the market up, the bears started to pull it down, and each time it went up, it was lower and lower than the previous day. So we didn't get that climactic move that day, but we did get the follow on Wednesday yesterday. So I want to talk a little bit about our decision point alert daily report, mainly because this is where you're going to find that climax analysis information. If this is something that you are interested in, the DP alert, it covers overall market conditions on the S&P inside and out, from those short-term climax days to short-term indicators, our Swenland trading oscillators. We highlight what the participation is like going on in the market. We do, as I said, the climax analysis. Our Swenland trading oscillators are amazing short-term indicators. I think they're almost as accurate as these climax days, but I'll show you a little bit of that shortly. And then the intermediate term breadth momentum and volume momentum indicators. So I'm going to switch really quickly over to my website. I can get in here. Whoops. Back over. Okay. So what I'm going to do is just take you quickly to our website. Let me make this big because I know it's all very, very tiny. There we go. Hopefully that's helpful. So we do two reports. One is our decision point alert and one is decision point diamonds. Diamonds is for traders. I give 10 stock picks per week. I think that there's some great chart setups. I'll show them to you. It's not a model portfolio. It's mainly throwing 10 stock picks or more, depending on the week, in front of you for you to look at. And then I give you all the reasons technically why I think the charts look good. So you can take it or leave it. But I only present charts that are good enough, in my opinion, for my own portfolio. So I'm always putting good stocks in front of you. They don't all win, of course not, but looking pretty good. Our blogs and links page is a free page, and you can go to that whether you're a member or not. I have tons of educational material here. I have free workshops. There's our Decision Point Show Archives link is in there. Lots of information. But I wanted to just go through very quickly a sample of our Decision Point Alert. And this is from yesterday. So again, this is the kind of information that you would get for those climaxes and for what's going on. So yesterday I opened talking about the fact that we did have a downside exhaustion climax 2 days prior, and that today we had an upside climax. Now, you'll notice a lot of times when I talk about the climax in that first paragraph or two, I'll talk about it being an upside or a downside climax, but I will not reveal whether it's an initiation or an exhaustion, because that's for our subscribers to know. But I will notify in the headline or in the first paragraph that there was one. But I decided I wanted to go over the new highs, new lows, and look at if we had any contraction or expansion in those. We did have a slight expansion in new highs, but we also had that expansion in new lows. However, I look at this 10-day moving average of the high-low differential, and it was showing that it's very oversold, and it does look like it's wanting to turn. You'll notice on all of my charts, pretty much, I will have red verticals and green verticals. And typically, except for the climax chart, that is going to mark cardinal lows and cardinal tops in the market. So it really gives you a great look when you look at an indicator to see what it was doing before a market top or before a market bottom, and what did it do in between. Well, typically what I'm noticing is that at market bottoms, more lengthy ones, we tend to see the indicator moving oversold and then bottoming. When it starts to lose some speed, a lot of times, that was, of course, a very steep loss. But typically when you start to see it lose speed or get overbought and kind of overbought territory, that's when you start seeing those market tops. So I was noting to everybody, we had oversold readings. It does look like it's getting ready to turn to the upside. So could add to the fact that we did have that climax. I go through sectors. We look at our sector scoreboard, tells you where we stand on each sector in the intermediate and long term. I also use a relative rotation graph. Julius De Kempenaar came up with these. It's absolutely an amazing tool, and it shows you the rotation. I use a very short-term relative rotation graph, and so you can see I was able to alert our members that XLE is really leading. It's still heading positively. It's well away from the center, meaning it's relative strength-wise, it's definitely outperforming the S&P. And consumer discretionary is actually in that leading category. And you can see that industrials and financials are starting to pick up speed. I look at a 5-month candle and I tell you what I think it's saying there. And then we also look at that 1 year. Then I like to look at participation. We use our Silver Cross, Golden Cross indexes. I think you're familiar with what a Golden Cross is. That tells you, when the 50-day moving average moves above the 200-day moving average, we call it a Golden Cross. Well, we have something called a Silver Cross, and that's a 20-day EMA positive crossover of a 50-day EMA. So what we do is we index that. We look at how many in the S&P are on those Silver and Golden Crosses. And as you can see, we're getting participation is continuing to lag. So even though we're getting that move to the upside, there's still a lot of problems with participation. We did get a little bit of an improvement yesterday. Here's that climax chart where I discussed that we had that upside climax going into today's trading. Here are our short-term indicators, very oversold for our Swinland trading oscillators, but they're still moving lower, which means that yes, we're going to get some upside, but there is a likelihood that it's not going to stick around. Our intermediate term indicators are saying it really more than likely will not stick around. We had the breakdown and we have these indicators still moving lower. Yes, they're in oversold territory, which is good, but we've definitely seen them get get far more oversold. And then I look at bias assessment. I compare my Silver Cross readings to what the participation is currently. And as you can see in the short and intermediate term, because these percentages of stocks above their 20 and 50 are much lower than that Silver Cross index, that tells you that there is still a bearish bias in the short and intermediate term. So something else that tells you that, okay, we're getting this upside initiation climax, but we still have a lot of problems with participation. There's still a bearish bias. So we don't want to get overly excited. We still need to keep our stops in play. This is where I tell you that. And I tell you what I'm doing. You know, a lot of people say yes, this and that, but I will tell you my exposure and I will tell you whether I'm tightening stops, whether I'm loosening stops, whether I'm adding exposure to my portfolio or I'm pulling it back. So earlier this week, I had moved to, I was at 85% exposure, but I moved after the initiation, the downside initiation, I moved to 70% exposed. Here's where I asked everybody to sign up for what we're talking about today. But then I go through Bitcoin, I look at interest rates, I tell you about the 10-year bond, we look at the dollar, we look at gold, I look also at gold miners. We have a chart that gives us all of those under the hood indicators for gold miners. Right now, gold miners, we are seeing that move to the upside. We do have a bullish falling wedge, but currently RSI is negative. And look at the participation. Only 6% have, 7% have a silver cross, a 20 above the 50 of all those gold miners. The bullish percent index still very, very low. We only have the same amount of stocks above their 20 and 50. So we know where that silver cross index is getting its numbers. And we don't have any with the price above the 200. We can see you also have crude oil. I cover that as well. And then I finish off by looking at the 20-year bond and discussing, again, with all of these, I look at a five-month candlestick chart so you can get that zeroed in look. But then I also will give you that one-year chart where you can look, for example, with bonds, we have sort of this cup with handle, the handle being a symmetrical triangle. There are continuation patterns. It's coming off of a rise. So the expectation was a breakout. And while the first breakout failed, we're seeing that move nicely to the upside right now. Haven't looked at those charts this morning yet to see what's happening at this time. But I did want to just give you an idea of what I do cover in my decision point alert and just give you an idea of where I think all of these things are going so that you can, you know, take that with you as you leave. But this report, I think, is really a critical report. You can see that I'm not wordy. I don't take a lot of time. I put everything in one or two sentences. It's really set up for the executive on the go, if you will. And honestly, if you don't have time to read everything, if you go down and read my conclusion, it pretty much tells you all you need to know for the report that day. But if you want to get into the nuts and bolts of my conclusion, and then you can go and look at the rest of those. So I just think we have an excellent setup here for you on decisionpoint.com. So of course, I'm going to talk to you about our subscriptions and our pricing right now. I'm sorry, but we offer like the best rates for the information that we provide. Our subscribers will tell you that they truly believe they have a bargain. And so these are the prices, which are already quite low. Of course, we recommend getting both of the reports. But you know what? If you're not a regular trader and you want that overview, you have that here. But if you are a trader, maybe you only want to do the diamonds reports. Just a little bit about diamonds. They are the stock picks, but I also have a live trading room that I do on Monday or Fridays only for subscribers to DP Diamonds. Super small room. I look at everybody's symbol requests. We talk about what to look for going into next week. So if you are a regular trader, you will want to try out the Decision Point Diamonds, no doubt. All right. I also have something free for everybody. If you really want to get a feel for how I trade and what I do, I have a free live trading room that I do on Mondays. Every Monday from noon to 1 Eastern time, I do a Zoom meeting, a Zoom webinar, and we get quite a few people in. And I basically go through symbol requests. I give you a quick update, you know, on what I'm seeing in the markets, maybe talk about any climaxes we've had previously, what we're expecting. So I think that's an excellent opportunity as well for you to see what we're doing. If you want to sign up for that, it's very simple. If I can get to the right page here. If you just go to our homepage and I don't know why I'm not getting the one I want, but just go to our homepage and you will see the sign up for our free email newsletter. Sign up for that and you will get the invites for the live trading room. And I have to leave you with a special offer now that you're so excited about becoming a subscriber. I have two opportunities for you. You can save 50% off your first month of any of our subscriptions. So you can get a full month of our bundle package for $34 for that first month. So an excellent way for you to really dig in and see what we do. Or if you just want to try us out for 2 weeks, maybe you want to just check out that Diamond Buying Trading Room that I do on Fridays. Just read some of the reports and get a feel for it. We do have a 2-week trial. So all you have to do is when you subscribe for this one, you can do it on any new subscription. Save 50% off that first month. If you're going to try us out for 2 weeks, I want you to try both of them. So you need to subscribe to the bundle package. And then you can use this coupon code DPTrial2. That will give you 2 free weeks when you sign up with us. So key takeaways today, climaxes and market trading days will mark important pivot points. You can identify upside and downside thrust. You can see exhaustions of moves. You can see initiations of moves, just using those indicators that I talked about. And like I said, if you are a subscriber to the Decision Point Alert, you don't have to do all that work for yourself and determine whether it's initiation, exhaustion, or whatever. We cover that in that Decision Point Alert, and you'll know all about climax days when they happen. So I am Erin Swendlin from decisionpoint.com, and thank you so much for allowing me to speak today to you.